Now I've had the fortunate opportunity to interview some greats here on my podcast, Rockstar Interviews. But today I've got one of the premier guitar players and songwriters of our time, Peter Frampton, has joined the ranks of iconic artists who've written their memoir with the publication of Do You Feel Like I Do? More than 300 pages, all the ups, all the downs of life, and six-decade career. He joins us now, Peter Frampton. Man, it's great to talk to you.
Oh, it's very nice to be with you. It's a good period.
Now, you've been diagnosed with what is called IBM. It's inclusion body myositis. I'm thinking maybe that made you decide to put this book on the front burner.
I think that both the book and the finale tour were definitely the result of getting my diagnosis, yes. And I had known for 4 years before the finale tour was announced that I had this. So I had started to think about the book. I'd always said that I'd like to do one eventually. And my manager was always there reminding me, you remember you said you'd once like to do a book? Is now the time? So he definitely gently nudged me in the right direction there. And I just thought it was the appropriate time to do it before I forget anything more. And also because things were sort of winding down in my touring career and I'd have more time.
I see journalist Alan Light helped you write the book, but I was wondering, because Elton John had this problem when he wrote his memoir, he didn't write anything down. How about you? Did you keep a journal?
I'm not a journal keeper. I should be, and I spoke with Cameron Crowe last night, and he always used to say, years ago, write it down. When stuff happens, write it down. Well, I never did, but luckily, I have a pretty good memory. But then I'm still now waiting for my friends to tell me, that's not what happened. But as far as I'm concerned, this is my bird's eye view of what happened, how I see it. It might not be totally as other people see it. You know, if you have something happen on the street and you have three people, there'll be three different ideas of what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that brings me to the next question I have. Did you reach out to anybody to help you remember?
Actually, my family were a huge help, friends, ex-wives, and stage managers from past. Yes, I did reach out when I just couldn't remember that one detail that I really wanted. And then I got it back in spades, stuff, and then it triggered my memory. So, yes, I did have a lot of help when needed, yes. And I thank everybody for that.
How did you go about, you know, striking a balance between what you thought needed to be on these pages and what had to remain private?
I just told what happened, you know, good, bad, and the ugly. You know, I've had wonderfully successful times. I've had sad times and I've had career failures. And my career has gone up and down on the graph. So obviously I just wanted people to know not only how I felt with the success, but I also wanted people to know how I dealt with the failures and the times when money was an issue again all of a sudden. Who would have thought that, you know? So, and obviously relationships and things like that change. So I didn't hold back too much. No, if it needed me to tell that personal part, that's why it was a little painful, I found, writing the book, because if I don't say this part, the other part doesn't make sense. And so, you know, I take responsibility for the mistakes that were laid upon me because there were decisions made by people in the business that were for their agendas, not necessarily for my personal agenda. So I take responsibility for going along with that. You know, I could have said no. A lot of times I did, but I made some terrible mistakes by going along with things that everyone thought was good for them.
Yeah, and you don't hold back when it comes to the negative times in your life.
Yes, I mean, beating yourself up when you make a bad decision is a good thing, I think, because hopefully you won't make that mistake again. You'll definitely make others, but you won't make that one again. So, yeah, I'm very hard on myself because I'm such a survivor, and my resilience I get from my parents. And my character is to never give up.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Quite a number of artists have said that writing their autobiography was cathartic. What'd you learn about yourself in writing, do you feel like I do?
The thing that I think I learned most about me is the reason that I keep getting up and bettering myself is because I never think I'm good enough. Now, yesterday, 20 years ago, there's always something I can do better in my craft and as a human being. It keeps coming back in the book. Each time I didn't feel good enough. And I didn't realize it until I read the whole thing from front to back, obviously editing and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a big part of my makeup, I guess.
Now, obviously, you've referenced your magnum opus, if you will, the song Do You Feel Like We Do for the title, changing it to Do You Feel Like I Do. Why that song?
Because it's so obvious. You know, it's an obvious title. And even though Show Me the Way, Baby I Love Your Way were pop hits from that live album, the one that it's like an anthem now is Do You Feel. So it was pretty obvious that that should be the title.
Now, I thought I knew a lot about you, Peter Frampton, before reading the book, but who knew that you were good friends with Chicago guy Bob Newhart? You met him at the wedding of your manager's daughter.
Yes, dear Bob Newhart. He's became a friend many, many years ago when Michelle Anthony, D. Anthony's daughter, got married. And it was Jerry Shirley and I from Humble Pie, the drummer. And we both went up to Bob and said, oh, we're huge fans. Your album was so huge in England. You're very well loved in England. He said, really? So he was so humble and lovely. And then we definitely, at that point, started a friendship. And I've always stayed in touch with him and he with me. So it's been wonderful.
Blown away. That's just wow. And so, Peter, as everyone listening to us talking will no doubt head out to buy Do You Feel Like I Do, what is it you want them to take away from it?
I think it's a book that shows that we all have our battles in life. It doesn't matter either you know someone in your family that's having a battle, whether it be relationship or health or losing their job, which is unfortunate right now, obviously, is happening a lot. And so I just wanted people to see that when you find yourself in a hole and things look really grim, you've got to find the strength to brush yourself off, pick yourself up, and move on and see the future as optimistic. And then you will rise up out of that hole and you will continue. We're constantly faced with hardships through our lives. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you're poor, whether you're a gazillionaire, it doesn't matter. We all have the same human problems. And I just wanted people to be aware of that, that I'm no different than you.
Now, at the top of the interview, you said that it was the diagnosis of inclusion body myositis, IBM, that pushed you to write the book. It's a disease that affects your guitar playing. So how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm using a new therapy from Johns Hopkins. My team there, they're passionate people about trying to find this cure. And so I'm on a blood flow restriction therapy right now, exercising basically with restricting blood flow to the legs and the arms. And I have to say, it's working. So it's not going to stop my disease from progressing, but it is going to give me the most strength I can have in all the muscles that still work well with me.
Oh, wow, it's obvious to say that we're all pulling for you. Now, before I let you go, I know you did your farewell tour last year, but should you continue to feel better, do you think you'll get back out there?
Nothing would please me more than to be able to hear that all clear siren from COVID and that my ticking IBM, which is my disease, clock is moving very slow, so that I'm still able to go out there and play as well as I can, as well as I want to. That's the question. I will be the one to decide whether I feel I'm good enough. Oh, we're going back to the book again. it's funny, isn't it? But yes, I do hope that it's feasible to do this, but I can't say right now.
Well, we'll have to settle for that, at least for the time being. We're looking for more great stuff from you. The book is Do You Feel Like I Do? The author is the legendary Peter Frampton. For all things Peter Frampton, including information on the book, go to Frampton.com. Peter Frampton, thank you so much for joining us. It has been amazing speaking with you.
So great speaking with you, too. Thanks so much.